How we doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. We're through the midst of a night practice and scrimmage and going through a process and then having a little mock game today. I thought it was good for the guys to get back out and run around after all the plays last night. So it was good. I thought they handled it well. Again, we got some work to do. We understand that. But we're going to keep pushing forward.
So you, I would assume, there was film of it. Tape of the game last night.
Oh, yeah, there was tape. You assume, right. Absolutely.
In general, what did you think?
Well, I saw some individual things. On defense, I thought our defense, you know, they played a lot of shell coverage, which was good. Jabril Peppers showed up last night. Miles Garrett showed up last night. Tank, Desmond, I mean, our first group, you know, watching Joe Hayden compete and play and tackle and break up passes looked like the old Joe to me. So, I thought on defense, obviously, Jamie running around. It was a scary moment there. Not going to kid you. When I seen Christian go down, my heart stopped a little bit. But just looking in his eyes, I knew he'd be okay. So we dodged a bullet that way. But I thought, you know, as a whole, I watched our defense compete and do some good things. On offense, we're really spotty. You know, we can run the ball. I know that. We need to throw the ball better. You know, we need to throw the ball better and throw the ball with more urgency, throw the ball in better spots. But we got to get open, too. So it's a combination of both. So I thought, you know, there were some good things in the passing games. There were some things missed, some things to work on. Again, we're not supposed to be perfect yet. You know, we're just fine-tuning some things. But I saw some opportunities there that we missed. So we got to keep growing that way. Special teams-wise, it was just good to see the back and forth, getting the teams out there. There was no live tackling. But to watch guys catch, control the ball, and do those things was good. So overall, I thought it was a good first outing for the scrimmage. Today, you know, we kind of tied some of those other things into it. I seen the ball go down the field a little bit more, which was good. But again, you know, it wasn't like the real football of last night, but there was improvement from that today. So we'll keep growing in those areas and keep getting better.
You obviously don't like turnovers, but when you see Jamie Collins bat a ball in the air and then get a pick six, what do you think?
I still don't like turnovers because we got a chance to score. You know, that's going the other way. That's a huge swing. So we got to protect the ball, especially down there. But it's a heck of a play by Jamie. I mean, Jamie's a good football player. He's smart. He's heady. Like you said, I like to see our defense do good things, but I want to make sure our quarterbacks are not tipping their hand that way. So we'll keep growing from that one as well.
Hugh, Jordan Leslie, any quick word on him to get sandwiched?
Yeah, he did. We'll check him. I mean, I think anytime a guy gets hit in the head like that, there's a possible concussion there. So we'll evaluate that and see exactly where he is.
Yeah, I know you were completely alive today, but did you at least like the fact that you had three offensive touchdown drives today?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're on the field to score points. Last night wasn't fun that way. But, again, I wasn't making it about that. I mean, there was nothing I was really trying to see. I was really trying to stand back and evaluate it all until I seen a couple of things I didn't like. And then I thought I had to jump in the fray there a little bit. But, no, there's, you know, that's kind of who we are. You know, we're going to make some plays that way. We got, as I said before, we're going to run the football. But when we throw it, we got to make some plays. And I saw some receivers step up, make some plays. Quarterback made some throws, and that's what you look for.
Do you have any different feelings about quarterback rotation today?
I mean, I will. I'm sure I will. You know, I wanted to go through the weekend, go through last night, go through the day, and really sit down and make what I think is the best decision for our football team for Thursday night. And I think that's what's important. I'll keep stressing that. Thursday night may be different than what the regular season may be. And if it is, it is. And if it isn't too. So, but my job is to make sure that I put the guy out there that gives us the best chance to score points and help this team win. And that's what I'm going to do.
You say there's some things that you think the quarterbacks need to work on. Mm-hmm. Go over those things?
Well, I still think learning, I mean, what I've done to them, which is kind of unfair, they're playing with a lot of different people, you know. So we haven't established a real pecking order of who is the starting quarterback, so you can play with a unit and play with a group. But I think they kind of know everybody they throw to, but I like to get them comfortable that way and kind of know who they're going to be playing with, you know, when you're playing against an opponent. So we'll kind of narrow that down this week. I think just working through progressions, you know, and understanding and knowing your teammates, knowing where guys are going to be on every play. We have the whole spectrum from a veteran player who knows how to play to a young player who's still emerging and learning how to play the position. So there's a lot of growth that needs to happen over the next few weeks, but nothing says that we can't do that either.
Will you meet with Sashi and
absolutely.
Paul and David Lee?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll definitely meet with Paul and Sashi and talk about it, you know, and just kind of see where we are. And I love to have their input, You know, I want to see what they've seen and how they feel about it, and we'll kind of go from there.
Is that tomorrow?
Might could be tonight. Could be here in 20 minutes. I don't know.
As simple as you already know.
Well, no. I think I try to do everything within our organization as an organization. I'm always going to inform them what I feel. And I love to hear and collaborate with them on the things that they feel, because I think that's important.
Do you have any different feeling about winning preseason games this year?
Absolutely, I do. I want to win them all if I can. They keep the score. Yeah, I just think you said it, Tony. I don't want to go 0-4 again. You know, I don't want to feel like that. I don't think this team deserves that. We need to go out and play good and in front of our fans and go win. I don't care what we're playing. You know, I just think that's got to be our mindset. I think the mindset's different than what it is. If we're going to play, we need to go win. So I know everybody, like you said, everybody says that. I mean it. We need to go win.
With a guy like Kaiser, a young guy like that, how do you balance the need to see him versus making sure he's not in over his head?
Well, I think that's kind of a feel. You know, you got to make sure that you know when you put him out there, what is it that he can do and what can he do. And let's ask him to do the things he can right now and not ask him to do the things that he can't, you know. And he's done a good job. I think we've all known that. But he's growing. He's getting better. I think last night was eye-opening for him. I think he all shared that with you all. I think it was a great experience for him, though. But he will grow from that experience really fast the more he plays, just because being in that environment with your teammates in front of fans, different stadium, it's different, you know, and so you got to get used to that.
Yeah, when you say Joe Haden looked like his old self, how big of a difference is it from where he is now to where he was when he was dealing with those growing sizes?
I think it's way different. I mean, he's stronger, he's bigger. I think Joe's put on 7 or 8 pounds, you know, and so and I think he's running extremely well. We've done a great job, our medical staff, of coming up with a plan, as I mentioned to you guys all earlier before we started this, of making sure we keep all of our guys pretty healthy. And he's one of those guys. So I think his body needs that rest. I think he's handled it well. And when he's practiced extremely well. And when he's played in competitive situations, he's done that very well. So it's good for Joe.
Two more.
If you do shuffle your quarterback rotation, is your sole criteria the person that gets that number one chance gives you the best opportunity to score points and win the game, or do you just need to see if somebody can handle something more than you're handling now?
Well, I think it's kind of a little bit of what you mentioned, but it's also a feeling of who I think can be the guy, you know, and then kind of go in that direction first and foremost, and then but leave the door open, because again, we do have candidates, you know, that can play. And you know, who knows, guy might go out there and not play as well, you know, so I don't want to shut the door that way, but I also don't want the guy looking over his shoulder too, because you got to play. So that's why I say it can kind of be a little bit of both, but again, you got to have a feel for that. This you know, it's a tough situation to be in, but a good situation, because we have good candidates. You know, it's just a matter of making a good choice, which I think is best for our football team and moving forward.